Night had fallen now. The trading post's other customers had gone on their way, except for a couple of trappers who were spending the night in the little rooms at the back of the building. The only light in the main room of the trading post was the candle that burned on the counter and cast its flickering light on the ledger. Pete dipped his pen in the inkwell and wrote a few more numbers in his cramped, precise script. The front door swung open. Pete looked up in surprise. It was rare for him to have customers this late, and the guard in the tower would have blown on the trumpet that was kept up there to announce visitors. Anyone who rode up in the dark would be challenged before they were let into the compound. Clearly, that hadn't happened, because two men strode into the trading post and started toward the counter where Pete stood. Through the thick spectacles that perched on his nose with a ribbon attaching him to his collar, he recognized the newcomers. It was Deaver and Manning.
Mine Herrs, I did not expect to see you again so soon.
I'll bet you didn't. I realized that we forgot something when we left this afternoon.
Oh, what was that?
We forgot to ask you if you know where Preacher and his friends are going.
They never mentioned where they were going. They just bought some supplies from me and rode out.
Uh-huh. Now, did you see which direction they headed?
Nein, no.
Now, see, Pete, I've got a problem. I think you might be lying to me.
You have no right to speak to me in such a way.
I'll talk to you any way I want, you big fat Dutchman.
Deaver flicked a glance at Manning and nodded. Pete knew he was in trouble. He started to straighten and reach under the counter for the shotgun he had placed there earlier. But before he could move, Manning whipped out his hunting knife and plunged it down into the back of Pete's right hand. Deaver brought out a pistol. The heavy lead ball smashed into Pete's left shoulder.
Now see, you should have convinced me right off that you were telling the truth.
My men, they
won't do a damned thing. The rest of the boys have finished cutting their throats by now. You should have posted a better guard, Pete. That poor fella up in the tower was wearing a bloody grin from ear to ear before he knew what was happening to him. I'll ask you again, and you better not lie to me. Where was Preacher going?
I don't.
Manning leaned on the knife and twisted it. Pete suddenly jerked back as hard as he could with his right arm, putting his considerable strength behind it. Abruptly, Pete's hand was free. He couldn't make a fist with that ruined hand, but he could swing his whole arm. He threw himself forward over the counter and crashed his forearm against the side of Manning's head. The blow knocked Manning into Deaver, and both of them got tangled up for a minute. That gave Pete time to roll off the front of the counter and land on his feet. He kicked Manning in the groin and barreled into Deaver. Pete was halfway to the front door.
I'll kill you, you blasted!
Wait a minute!
Manning stumbled into Pete's view, which was blurry now because his spectacles had fallen off. Pete could still see well enough to know that Manning was clutching himself or he'd been kicked. And Pete felt a little bit of satisfaction from that, anyway.
Let me work on him. He'll tell us what we want to know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's cut these trousers off of him.
No! 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 No!
And in the end, of course, he told them how the mountain man and his companions had talked about spending the winter in the Assiniboine village. Deaver and Manning believed him this time.
Go ahead and kill me.
I don't think so. That'd be too easy. There are some knives over there in a case, Caleb. Get a couple of them and we'll stake him out.
They spread his arms, and Manning drove a knife through the palm of each hand.
Or about his feet.
He ain't going anywhere, just like that. We're not leaving anybody alive except for the Dutchman here. And he won't be alive very long once we burn this place down around him.
The roaring blaze behind them turned the night sky an ugly, garish shade of orange as Deaver, Manning, and the other three men rode away from the trading post. Manning shifted uncomfortably in his saddle.
Feeling any better?
Not much. Old man deserved everything he got.
Yeah, but at least he told us where to find Preacher.
We don't have time to go after him right now, Willie. You know that. We got a rendezvous with them other fellas. I was willing to come back here tonight.
Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about that business we have to take care of. But Pete said Preacher was planning to winter with Bentleg's bunch of Redskins. And our business won't take us all winter. There'll be plenty of time later on to teach that son of a bitch and his friends a lesson they'll never forget.
All right. I like the sound of that.